Ooh, it is a mindset today. I know y'all miss me because I definitely miss y'all. I ain't really been around. I ain't posted an episode in like a little bit. And some of y'all done had like some fits low key. Like some of y'all like really been hitting me up like, where you been at? I done had to read a book since I ain't got no podcast to listen to. Y'all been off all that. Y'all been on that, which is totally fine. I get it. I get it 100% because actually I did take a break longer than what I actually expected to. So, last episode we had my friend Keith on and we talked about, just friendships, like tough times in friendships and, you know, stuff that you go through with your friends. And a lot of you guys enjoyed that too, because y'all talked about it something. Well, a lot of people said that it's something that people really don't ever talk about. It's just the issues that they have with their friends and falling out with your friends and making up with them too. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. That was something that was definitely personal for me. And it was like a real situation, something that went on for 2 years that a lot of people wondered about, a lot of people had questions about. So I definitely wanted to get that story out there for you guys too, because I feel like it was going to bless somebody. So kind of a lot has happened since the last time I've actually recorded. So we had our live show for Battle of the Barns, and it was like really successful. Like it was a great show, November 10th. We only did 50 tickets, and we sold like actually all of them. Actually, I added some more and we sold those too. So that was great. That was fantastic. We wanted something smaller. Like when we do our shows, we want it to be intimate. We want it to be small. We like crowd interaction. So it was definitely pretty good. Like it was pretty tight. We're actually looking to plan another show right now. Hopefully in the spring, God's will, but that's definitely the plan as of right now. So definitely if you guys missed that first one, don't worry about it. And also too, if you guys don't even listen to Battle of the Barns, make sure you go check that out, because we did actually put an episode out yesterday. So make sure you guys definitely go check that out. But anyway, so I know you guys can't reply to this, but like, how's everybody been doing? Like, I hope everybody's been good since we've had this break. Something today, and I'm just going to get right to it. Something I'm wanting to talk about, and it's crazy because I've had other people send me topics too as well that I'm still kind of working on for this. But something that I think is right on time that I have to speak about today is investing in yourself. Because I feel like we're in a season. I feel like that we're in a season, which I'm in a season. And I really truly believe that if you're listening to this, if you listen to It's a Mindset, if you're subscribed to It's a Mindset, I feel like, you know, if you listen frequently, I feel like you're kind of in the same season that I'm in, for the most part, or something I'm saying is relatable to you. So I think that we're all in a season that we need to really, invest in ourselves. Like, and I know some people are like, and when I say that, people are like, you know, Takara, what do you mean while you talk about investing in yourself? Like, what does that mean? So I'm just going to be relatable and talk about what that kind of means for me and where I've been in that area when it comes to investing in myself. So as you guys have been through this journey for me before, and it's funny because I talked to a friend yesterday. Like, I got to a place where I really felt like I felt like I was just giving so much of myself to everybody else, and I wasn't putting in that effort towards me and stuff that I wanted to do. And it's so crazy, I think, especially as a woman, like, we feel like we have to take so much stuff on, like, we have so much stuff on us, we take a whole lot, you know, we do a lot for everybody else, and sometimes we feel like we get left out. But I made the choice, and I'm still making that choice, that I'm putting myself first, 100%. Like, I'm not letting anybody come above me. And we can take that as, sometimes you can take that as, and we can feel bad and be on some, well, that's selfish. Like, that's selfishness. Because, you know, we're supposed to serve other people, but you have to serve yourself. Like, you have to serve yourself. With that being said, some of the ways that I've invested in myself, like, I spend so much time thinking of ways. First of all, you got to start with this. First of all, I started with, what areas do I want to get better? How can I become a better person? How can I invest in myself? What do I want to learn about? And so the big thing, and I don't know if I've told you guys about this. I think I have. I went to this group called Wine and Wives in Nashville a couple of times, and it was like a great little group. And like 85% of the girls that was in the group had been going to therapy. Like they all had therapists. They've been, you know, seeing somebody for a while now. And it's something like, I was like, at first, and it's crazy. Let's talk about the stereotype of that. When you hear people are in therapy, you think something's wrong with them, or you think they're crazy, or you think they have certain issues, when really that's not even the case at all. Like, so, and that's, we have to get that out of our head, especially in the Black community. Like, when Black community, we all think, you know, something's wrong if you're going to see a shrink, or you got issues, are you suicidal? That's not the case. Not the case at all. So for me, you know, like I said, oh, also too, you guys know during this transition, let me back up a little bit. I just recently moved to Atlanta, which you guys knew that I was moving. So I moved, I'm all settled in Atlanta. It took me a while to get settled in. So that was a part of me not being able to record my shows and just trying to just give myself some mental breaks. But with that being said, this whole move, you know, I took a step, moved in. We moved in with our in-laws to save some money up. And I was just like, during this time, now that I can afford to do things for myself, I want to invest in myself. So I was like, what areas can I do that in? So I started researching. I researched into therapy. Like, hey, I think it's something I should try. And the reason why I recorded my episode so late this week, well, today's Wednesday, because I actually did have my first therapy session yesterday. And it was fantastic. It was fantastic. Like, it was fantastic. And I highly recommend that for anyone, men, women. I highly recommend that for anyone. And it's funny because I had announced on my Instagram that that's what I was going to do. Like, hey, you know, I booked a therapy session. And ever since then, it's so crazy because it's like, so many people hit me up and they were like, hey, like, you know, well, first I had people like, hey, what's going on? Like, are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, and then y'all know me. I was like, see, that's what's wrong with the Black community. Y'all be thinking, you know, I was doing all that extra, but I was just kidding around. But people was like, well, let me know how that works. Like, let me know how that is. And I didn't think nothing about it. And it's crazy because people knew when I was going. And it's like, people was hitting me up. Like, when I got out of that session, because I posted before, like, hey, like, the day before yesterday, I posted, like, hey, well, the day before yesterday, Monday, I posted, like, hey, got my session tomorrow. Can't wait. People was like, I had so many freaking people hit me up when I left and was like, hey, like, how did that go? How did that work for you? What did you think? I've been looking into it too. I think it's something I want to do. And I think that is so great. And it's crazy because I got a text, you know, I talked to one particular friend and I got a text and I was telling them how it was, you know, what I thought about it, what all I learned. And they like sent me a text and was like, hey, booked my session for the 18th. And I thought that was amazing. And I thought that was really, like, amazing. I think that's a great thing. I think it's something that we all should be doing. I think that we all need to get to a place where we all need to understand ourselves and why we do things and understand, like, it's crazy because I'm understanding y'all, like, I've talked about generational curses on here before. Like, y'all got to understand, like, we have so much stuff on us that didn't even come from us. That it's not even our fault. Like, we have so many issues of stuff that's happened to us in our lives and stuff that we've been through that's not even our fault. And that's just something we have no control over. And that's something that they can help you with. And I think it's cool to get clarity. And me, I have no, and it's crazy because people like, I had somebody also say this. I had somebody say, you know, well, I just don't see you getting a therapy because like, well, not really, not, let me back up a little. I had somebody tell me this, like, you know, I'm anxious to see how you do in therapy because you're so open. First of all, let me tell you this. I am very open. And you know what? At first I debated on getting a therapist because I feel like this is my therapy, me just talking about certain things. But there's so much more to my story that you guys don't even know that I'm still not comfortable talking about. And I think that with this, God called me to be authentic with this. He called me to be authentic with It's a Mindset. He called me to be authentic with Battle of the Barns. But there's still stuff missing that can change somebody's life out of my story that I haven't told you guys that's powerful and that can really help somebody else. So I think that that's something that God's really working out with me too as well, and something that I'm praying on that's major and that's huge. And I think that you have to get to a point too, like, where you want to tell yourself, like, hey, like, I don't know why I'm this way. And it's crazy because it was funny because, like, y'all, like I told y'all, like, these last few years, like, I've really made that transition where I've hit the real world. I've become a woman. And I'm just like, whoa, like, I'm in life right now. And I think that I needed professional help to help me get through that. Because, I mean, I feel like me being married so young, there was so much stuff I didn't get to grow by myself. I had to grow with somebody else. And I think it's so important as a woman, you know, especially a young Black woman, I think it's important that you grow individually and you have to be whole before you're with somebody else. It's hard trying to help somebody else grow when you're growing with somebody else and you're growing in a relationship to be, you know, to be molded into a wife like I was, but I never got that individual growth season. And I feel like now I'm getting it like reversed. So like I grew in every aspect of being a wife. Like I think right now I'm the best wife that I can be to my husband. I feel like I've really stepped up in that area, like tremendously. I feel like I've made huge strides, but it's like individually, I still have some growing to do, you know, outside of myself to better myself. And I think that's something that we all have to go through. And I think that's something that we all have to self-realize of where we're at in our lives and areas of opportunity for us. And yesterday, and me, and also too, so I don't plan on, and I'm gonna go ahead and share this too, so because I know I had a lot of people ask me, like, what did y'all talk about, and I did talk about it with a select few people, but during this time on this journey, I don't expect me to tell you guys everything that goes on in this session, just because there's a few things that I will share, because y'all know me, like I said, I'm open. There's a few things that I will share, but there's a whole lot of stuff that I'm going to keep to myself. Like a lot of stuff I'm going to keep to myself just because I'm working things out. Like, because I really think that there's going to be a story at the end of this. And something that I learned yesterday, you guys, when you decide to do this journey of therapy, it takes time. Like it takes a whole lot of time. Like, because when I went into the meeting, I was thinking, man, I have so much stuff I want to talk about today. I have a certain issue I want to talk about. But we really started from the beginning. And I thought that was awesome. Like, and it's crazy because they put things into, well, she put things into perspective. Like it was an issue that I knew that I had, but she put it into a perspective that I needed to hear it. And you know, something that it was crazy, something I realized yesterday, like I'm extremely, extremely hard on myself, like extremely hard on myself. Like I really feel like I have to get everything right the first time. And that was something that got exposed early in the session yesterday. That was something that got exposed. And it's something that I'm going to have to work on. And I think it's not a bad thing. Well, it's a bad to me because I'm unfair to myself. But it's just crazy because, like, it's like I knew that, but she put it in a way and I was just like, man, like, you right. Like, I need to chill. So, you know, I got some homework. So the homework that I've got, you know, it's really going to help me too as well, that I'm super excited about. But it's so crazy because like you have to get to a place where you know that you know your flaws. And I think that I'm at a place where I had to get a professional to help me unpack those flaws and help me know how to understand. Like, and I truly believe in this too as well. We all have weaknesses. But I really think that I like to focus on people's strengths more than their weaknesses and try to utilize those strengths as much as possible. Because really the weaknesses, we all got weaknesses, but sometimes I don't feel like your weaknesses are as important sometimes, depending on how you're utilizing your strengths, if that makes sense. I highly recommend therapy for anyone. Like, highly recommend it. It was a great experience. It's definitely a journey that I am really looking forward to. So I'll keep you guys updated on how this is going and areas that I grow and areas of opportunity that's brought to my attention too as well. So I think that we all need to take the time to really invest in ourselves. Because one thing I've learned, like if you don't invest in yourself, how do you expect anybody else to as well? So like, as you guys know, I've invested in myself, my body, me working out, you know, hiring a trainer, investing in that, investing in mental health, I've also been looking at doing like all kind of different type of conferences and stuff that is coming up, especially for 2019, like stuff like that I want to go to just clear my mind and just be around other women, you know, who's like me and people striving for the same goals that I have too as well. So I think it's important that we all do that and we all take the time about how we can invest in ourselves and what areas of opportunity where we need to. So I think you got to identify that first, like, hey, what can I get better at? What can I do to better myself? I think that you have to ask yourself that question daily, honestly, because I'm really big on, I'm done wasting time. Like, I'm done wasting time on things as far as, like, stuff that not benefits me and that's not striving me to get to my goal. That's not helping me get to achieve my goals. So I'm just working on cutting things out and just everything being 100% positive in my life. And I think that's something that we all have to do. But you guys, like, I had so many things on my mind. I had so many things that I want to talk about today, but I'm so like rusty in this. So bear with me as I get like back into the grind of this, because hey, at break, woo, it was good. It was well needed, but I got to get back into the swing of things. And so we were a little short today, but I want to keep you guys updated on that. But I do have some really good things coming. Trying to line up. I'm in Atlanta now. So like I said, I'm trying to line up some really good guests for you guys. And also, too, y'all let me know what y'all want to hear from. And y'all can ask me certain questions, too, like as far as therapy goes, how I picked the person that I picked and really why. And I tell you this, too, as well, because I got asked this question, too, in my session. It was kind of like, hey, what made you decide to do this? And I was like, hey, listening to those other girls talk about their therapy and talk about what it did for their life and just listen to them, how they can deliver themselves and express their feelings was different than the way that I could. Their communication was better. So me, that's something that I want to work on too as well, like my communication with other people and me expressing my feelings and expressing myself. Because that's something that's hard for me to do as well. That, and like I said, I've been exposed lately. I've understood that me, I get mad and I hold grudges. I'm trying to get better at that too as well. So how can I invest in that? And I'm doing it by therapy. So good luck to you guys. I promise I won't take like long breaks like that again. I got y'all. But thank you guys for tuning in once again. And see you guys next week.